different types?
We've got crappies, bream, shellcrackers, trout, pike.
Trout and bass, the same thing?
Yes, well, in a way they are. But there's a speckled trout, it's saltwater, and bass is a freshwater fish.
What about some of the different types of seafood you can get around here in the stores?
You can get shrimp, or you can get oysters, or saltwater fish.
Okay, what do you call this?
Salmon.
Salmon.
Well, I don't know where salmon, red, freshwater. I believe it's in freshwater.
But you don't have any around here?
We don't have any around here.
Yeah. What do you call this animal that's able to jump a lot, you know, and it croaks, stays around water, some of them? You hear them croaking around ponds?
Frogs.
Frogs. What do you call that frog that stays around water?
Bullfrog.
Bullfrog. Is it one that stays around on land and you're in your garden?
It's just an old frog, is all I know.
Is that, have you ever heard people call them toad frog?
Toad frog, yeah.
Have you ever seen these little tiny frogs?
Yeah.
What do you call those things?
I don't know what you call them. But one time it rained here, and the ground, it come a hell of a big rain and kind of storm, and the ground was just covered with them. They got to know where they come from.
Yeah.
I've heard that
they come out after a storm.
Well, the ground, well, I mean, it was covered with them too, just everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where they rained down or where they come from.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But they was here right after it quit raining.
Yeah. Some people call them rain frogs, I think, as a matter of fact. We were talking about fish. What are some of the things that people might use to fish with for bait?
Well, they use earthworms and frogs and plugs and rubber worms.
Is an earthworm the same thing as a wiggler?
No, it's a wiggler.
It's a different type?
Well, they're different. Earthworm don't like that like a wiggler does. Red worm.
What do you call this animal that has a hard shell and he's able to draw his head and his legs?
Gopher.
Does that stay on the land or is it? Is there any particular name for one that stays around the water?
Well, there's turtles stay in the water.
Turtles stay around the water. You call it the same thing? Is it if it's in salt water?
As far as I know, it's a different breed, but then I don't know.
What do you call
here, there's an old, there's a soft shell turtle and a hard shell turtle, a loggerhead, they call it.
Yeah. Is that different from a snapping turtle?
A snapping turtle is a loggerhead.
Oh, yeah.
The loggerhead grows out here, and a soft shell, you catch it in water with a hook and line.
Oh, yeah, I've hooked those turtles before going fishing. That's hard to get off that line.
Well, another turtle stays in the ponds, but I think they stay up on logs part of the time.
Yeah.
But a soft shell don't. And soft shells eat them. I never have seen but two or three in my life. But.
Is that right? Yeah, sometimes I've gotten those things on my hook, and there just wasn't any way to get it off other than just cut his head off.
That's just some hard.
That's right.
Hard shell too, won't they?
Yeah, sure was.
Yeah, I got some of them in my fish pond.
Is that right? What kind of fish do you have in your fish pond?
Well, we had trout and bream, shellcrackers, and bluegills.
Do you ever fish for catfish much?
Well, we used to on the Devil Bridges Creek down here catch catfish. I didn't have any catfish in my pond.
What do you call this thing that you find in streams around here? It's got claws on it, and some people use it for bait.
Crawfish.
Okay, what about this insect that you see flying around lights at night? Looks like it wants to fly into the light.